Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Erevin. Today we're going to be learning parak Aleph Mishnah Hey and parak Aleph Mishnah Vav. In the previous mission, we learned the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, namely that the kor, the crossbeam, as part of this, the entrance to the mavoi, to the alleyway, doesn't actually need to be strong enough to support a brick, to support the ariach. It simply has to be wide enough to support it. And now our Mishnah is going to illustrate this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda a little bit further. It says the Mishnah, Haisa shel kash o shel kanim. If the kor, if the crossbeam was made of straw or reeds, and therefore it certainly isn't going to be strong enough to support an ariach, to support a brick, Ro'una sa ki'ilu hi shel mataches. We view it as if we're made of metal, meaning it, which obviously could hold and support an ariach. Continuing in the Mishnah, Akuma. If the crossbeam is bent, obviously it wouldn't be able to hold an ariach. The brick would simply fall off. We would similarly view the crossbeam as if it were straight. Continuing in the Mishnah, Agula. If the crossbeam was round, like a pole, and therefore certainly the arech would roll off of that as well. Ro'unosa, ki'ilu hi merubas, we view it there as well, as though it were square with a flat surface. So we clearly see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if it isn't strong enough, or even if it's shaped in such a way where it wouldn't be able to support and hold an arech, a brick, nonetheless, we assume, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which we don't paskin like, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the korah would be sufficient, the korah would work for the purpose of allowing you to carry within and beyond a mavoi. Continuing in the Mishnah. Now, as we learned in Mishnah Gimel, in order for any beam to be effective, its width must be at least one tefach. Now we're going to try to understand how to calculate the width of a round beam based on its circumference. Says the Mishnah, Kol sheyesh behekefo shlosha tvachim, anything that has a circumference of three tvachim, yesh bo rochav tefach, has a diameter of one tefach, meaning to say, the circumference of a round beam must be at least three tvachim, so that its width, meaning its diameter, will meet the required minimum amount for it to work. Continuing now with Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. Having dealt with the halachos of a korah, with the halachos of a crossbeam, the Mishnah is now going to discuss other types of adjustments that can be made to an alley, specifically the lechi, the pole that can be there at the side of the entrance to the mavoi, to the alleyway. Says the Mishnah, lechayayin she'amru, the poles that were being discussed, that were being addressed, as we said previously, if you put the lechi by the entrance, then that works also to demonstrate and show that the mavo is not a rishos harabim. Gavon asara tvachim. Their height must be at least 10 tvachim. Virachban v'avyon kalshu. Their width and their thickness can be any amount, meaning since the walls of the alley must be at least 10 tvachim high, so the poles must have that height as well. But there is no minimum requirement for their width or for the amount of thickness that they are. Rabbi Yossi Omer, however, Rabbi Yossi says, Rachban shlosha tzvachim. No, that according to Rabbi Yossi, their width must be at least three tzvachim, because otherwise they would not be significant for the purposes of showing that the mavoi is not a rishos harabim. But as the Barton Rav points out, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi, so we assume that while the height of the lechi must be at least 10 tzvachim, its width and its thickness can be any amount. Quick review, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey taught us the illustration of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, namely that the korah does not have to be strong enough to support a brick, and we said that even if the crossbeam was made of straw, wasn't strong enough, certainly we still view it as if it is metal. If the crossbeam would be bent, so it would be unable to hold the brick, we would view it as if it's straight. And if the crossbeam was round, then there as well we would view it as if it were square, and therefore even though it's technically unable to hold the ariach, we would still view it as if it is able to hold the ariach. And then the Mishnah concluded by telling us that anything that has a circumference of three tefachim, we assume, that has the diameter of one tefach, and therefore would suffice, would work to be the korah in the mavoi. And then Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav began discussing the lechi, and we said that while the lechi, the poles must be at least 10 tfachim for it to be considered significant, for it to work and show that you're allowed to carry within and beyond the mavoi, that the mavoi is not considered a rishus harabim. So we said that's true of 10 tfachim height, but its width and its thickness can be any amount. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says, no, that its width must be at least 3 tfachim as well, but we don't paskin like that. We assume that it could be any width, any thickness, as long as the actual poles are at least 10 tfachim tall. Have a great day.